A drummer called on tens of thousands of protesters to converge onto the grounds of the Lincoln Memorial.
The U.S. is escalating its aggression in Afghanistan using more troops. They're doing more bombing of Pakistan.
Speeches took place around the National Mall, including one against war by a group called the United National Anti-War Committee.
I like justice with my tea.
A group called Code Pink chanted, "I like justice with my tea, but funding war is not for me," in reference to the anti-big government, but mostly pro-military movement called the Tea Party. The conservative grassroots movement held their own march called Restoring Honor at the same location several weeks ago. So-called Tea Party candidates have won several important primary opposition Republican elections, winning both their Democratic Party competition in November as well as some members of the Republican Party establishment. Saturday's March for Liberal Principles was called One Nation. Participant Lance Pyburn explained.
We have all these different people from all these different organizations coming out for this rally, and I think that it's really important for us to realize that we are one nation, we have one voice, and we just all want very similar things to come about.
Protesters said they wanted an end to U.S. military action in Iraq and Afghanistan, more government spending on job creation programs, renewable energy initiatives and public education, a new immigration law, and more extensive health care reform than what the Democrats have been able to pass. Many wore T-shirts of the unions they represented. A retired automobile industry worker from Detroit, Al Glaick, said he has been trying to help Democratic candidates in the state of Michigan.
They're afraid. They think they're 20 points down. It would be an interesting thing to see. But I think whoever wins, we fight on.
Another protester, Kimberly Green, had some advice for President Obama.
He's trying to be a centrist and make sure the Democrats and Republicans get along. But, I mean, when you got the Republicans opposing you on everything you do, and the Democrats are not really proving that they can be a party that people can depend on, that's why people run into the Tea Party and run into the back of the Republicans. Basically, in a nutshell, he needs to stand up to them and let people know, hey, I can run this country. You don't need no Tea Party.
Artist Gio Andoyo sang peace songs under a tree as protesters filed by. He said he was neither a Republican, a Tea Party activist, nor a Democrat.
Yes, how many times.
Andoyo said he was looking forward to another rally at the end of October, this one called the Rally to Restore Sanity. It is being organized by U.S. television comedian Jon Stewart, who says not just the loudest voices should be the ones being heard as the United States faces lingering war abroad and high unemployment and deficits at home. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.